You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is a big night in the NFC West. It's like everybody and their mama is basically 3-3. Tonight, the Arizona Cardinals, they improved their record from 2-4 to 3-4 by beating New Orleans at home 42-34. But ultimately, that's not the only big news in the NFC West. Because the tear you down, tear everything down, Carolina Panthers, they traded Christian McCaffrey. The Carolina Panthers have traded Christian McCaffrey to guess where? The 49ers, a team in the NFC West. The 49ers get Christian McCaffrey, the Carolina Panthers. In the upcoming 2023 draft, the one that happens after this season, the Panthers get a second-round pick, a third-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and then they get a fifth-round pick in 2024. The Carolina Panthers, after firing Matt Rhule and having to pay this man $40 million just to go to hell away, they're tearing it down. They're looking for their next quarterback. Sorry, Baker Mayfield, it won't be you. Robbie Anderson has already been given the boot. He made his debut tonight for the Arizona Cardinals. He was targeted once, so he didn't come down with a catch. DeAndre Hopkins, he made his return tonight for the Arizona Cardinals after his six-game suspension due to performance-enhancing drugs. His return, no surprise, DeAndre Hopkins comes down with 10 receptions for 103 yards. Kyler Murray throws for a touchdown. He throws for 204 yards. But here's the big deal. For all of the scoring that went on tonight between Arizona and New Orleans, and we will get to Christian McCaffrey. That is a huge deal. I want to summarize tonight's game for you very, very quickly. It's Andy Dalton. We've seen this. Bengals fans have seen this. People all across the NFL have seen this. Andy Dalton giveth and Andy Dalton taketh away. How about this? Early on in the game, the New Orleans Saints, they actually started off by winning. They scored the first touchdown of the game. At one point, they led 14-6 over Arizona. And Taysom Hill is catching TDs from Andy Dalton. And then Arizona was able to even the score in the second, 14-all. And then we saw the bad version of Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton not wasting any time by throwing a pick six. The first one, it was caught by the wrong guy, Marco Wilson of the Cardinals. He took the ball, and you know what? Just listen. This is courtesy of the Cardinals Radio Network.
Back to pass goes Dalton on first down. Fires over the middle. The ball is tipped into the air and it's picked off at the 30-yard line. Running left to the 20, Marco Wilson to the 10. He high steps and then he does a flip into the end zone for the touchdown. Marco Wilson with a pick six and the Cardinals take the lead 20-14.
Must be nice, right? One pick six. Well, I guess Andy Dalton was feeling rather generous. That took place with about 2 minutes left in the game. So what happens after a pick six? You get the ball back, right? you try to score this time and make up for what you just did, right? Not Andy Dalton. I'm sure he didn't try to throw the ball to the wrong team. But like Britney Spears, oops, he did it again. Listen to this.
Dalton straight drop back, throws over the middle, and a one-handed interception by Isaiah Simmons in midfield. Runs it back to the left of the 40, at the 30, at the 25, at the 20, and Simmons in, back-to-back. Interception returns for touchdowns by the Cardinals at the end of the half. The third pick thrown by Andy Dalton, and the Cardinals defense with takeaways, turning them directly into scores.
Yeah, courtesy also of the Cardinals radio network. This is like, it's like Drake. Like Andy Dalton went back to back. He's like Britney Spears. Oops, he did it again. I mean, damn it, they had a 14-6 lead over Arizona in the second quarter. And then all of a sudden, due to defense, really, they had three touchdowns within the span of like, shoot, not even 3 minutes. All of a sudden, we go into halftime, Arizona leads 28-14, and that was pretty much all she wrote. You know, the New Orleans Saints were able to put some scores up on the board. Saw a couple of touchdowns, a couple of field goals. At the end of the game, we get a field goal. They try for an onside kick. It doesn't get onsides, and they basically run out the clock. And so this is what it boils down to. It's real simple. The Arizona Cardinals, they improved to 3-4. The New Orleans Saints fall to 2-5. The New Orleans Saints are basically cooked, finished. They're done. The NFC South. Meanwhile, the Arizona Cardinals, they have life. And so congratulations to them. We'll continue to talk about the game as things continue, as things move on. But here's the other deal. I told you about Christian McCaffrey. I told you about this man being traded from the Carolina Panthers, moving on to the 49ers. Imagine being a member of the Cards tonight. Or excuse me, Christian McCaffrey going to the Niners. Imagine being on the Cards, walking off of the field, and then learning that the 49ers have this weapon. Christian McCaffrey is one of, what, three guys in NFL history to just wake up and say, hey, he has 1,000 yards rushing. He has 1,000 yards receiving. Roger Craig, Marshall Faulk, Christian McCaffrey. Ed McCaffrey's son, yes, Ed McCaffrey's son basically worked his way into a contract that gets him $16 million per year, a $64 million extension. And then he gets the money, and then I go and say to myself, well, now he's broken. High ankle sprains stink. Hamstrings and ankles stink. And it's the Carolina Panthers. What are you going to do, force him to go out there and play for what? What is there to play for? He goes to a team whose offense is ranked 19th. Christian McCaffrey goes to a team who expected to have Trey Lance as their starting quarterback, but they got Jimmy Garoppolo. He goes to a team that already has dual threat Deebo Samuel. He goes to a team that has Kittle. He goes to a team that has Ayuk. He goes to a team where he's just a weapon. This is what Kyle Shanahan loves. You think about when he had Raheem Mostert. You think about when he had dual threat weapons, when he was actually able to go to a Super Bowl. Well, the 49ers made a huge move to help even out that squad. The defense was handling business. Bosa already has about 7 sacks for the season. 49ers are handling business on the defensive side of the ball. Now they're trying to move that offense back up to where they used to be. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jeremy is here from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. What's going on?
Hey, man. That Christian McCaffrey trade. That is something that I did not see coming. Very surprising, but as a Falcons fan, very pleasing. I also see it kind of shaking up the West because it looks like it's a three-way tie right now. So it's definitely going to mix up some things. But as a Falcons fan, I'm happy. Just keep all the tribulations coming this way, and we'll be the sleeper that just sneaks in as a wild card.
Okay. So, I mean, but if you're thinking about specifically this year and you're a Falcons fan, what the hell are you worried about the Panthers for? What are you worried about them for? They ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, not necessarily worried about them. Really, it's Brady. But, hey, roughing the passers, I guess we need to tuck them in next time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for calling from Atlanta. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Have a good one.
No doubt. Yeah, well, it's rather interesting. I mean, if you're in the NFC South, yeah, you expect Tom Brady to get into the playoffs. And if you're a Falcons fan, I ain't thinking about no damn Panthers at all. I'm worried about myself. I mean, there's a little bit of a shock if you have to think about the Falcons even winning that last game. A little bit of a surprise. Didn't expect it. That's the one game where the defense did not get the job done. And Cordarrelle Patterson, he wasn't even out there. Next up for the 49ers will be the Chiefs. Are we going to expect to see Christian McCaffrey in a few days? I have no idea. That's something I'm ready to see, ready to learn about over the next several days. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ethan is calling from Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
First of all, I'd like to say, you know, God bless everybody at the CBS family, you and your families, you as well, JR, first time caller. I was just curious, you know, I listened to the game tonight, and I just wanted to know, like, yes, there was three interceptions by Andy Dalton, but I feel like why are always the quarterbacks to blame for when there's tips and there's deflections, as if they threw the interception solely, you know, without interference. And so I'm just like, you know, yeah, everybody knows Andy Dalton's story, but like all quarterbacks, if your receiver, you know, is at fault, should you really get the blame for that?
What do you want to call it? What do you want the new stat to be?
Well, I mean, it could be an interception, but it's like, is it really Andy Dalton's fault? It's like he didn't throw it, you know, and it got picked off clearly. If the receiver would have did his part, you know, caught the ball, then we're talking about a completely different thing. I'm not saying that, you know, change the way they, you know, call the game, but I just feel
the
it's
stats?
Not just Andy Dalton. It's not just, you know, Andy Dalton, it's all quarterbacks. Like, when you clearly throw a good, clean pass and it's a deflection or, you know, a tip, is it really the quarterback's fault? That's all I'm saying.
The answer is no. On the other side of the
that's the way everybody looks at it, though, when they address it as, oh, he threw these and here he goes, you know. Same thing for Garoppolo and all the rest.
Ethan,
goes to the quarterback.
Ethan, I think you've repeated yourself about four times. I think we get the point. I'd like to answer you right quick, if you'd allow me. Can I answer you now?
Of course.
Well, thank you. I'm not going to say everybody says that, because it's pretty obvious when you sit down and watch a game and you see the ball tipped. Okay? Now, having said that, there are quarterbacks who don't always put the ball in the line of fire. Is it going to happen? Yes. I think everybody who watches the game watches and understands that. But there's a real big difference when you don't see the same type of tips and the same type of passes going to the same direction or happen as frequently to guys like, I don't know, an Aaron Rodgers or a Tom Brady. And so a lot of the job of the quarterback, in addition to having the receiver out there, is to put him into the position where the ball is not even going to be intercepted, where you can put the ball where no one else is necessarily going to get it. Is that going to happen all of the time? Hell no. The ball is in the air, It can get batted at the line of scrimmage. A linebacker can get a pinky on it. A wide receiver can have butterfingers and accidentally flip it up into the air. I think most people understand that. But with certain quarterbacks, and Andy Dalton is a part of that group, it happens more frequently than not. And whether it's going off of your own receiver's hands, whether it's going off of a linebacker's hands into the hands of his own defensive back, some guys just don't have a propensity of putting a ball in a good spot where only his receiver can catch it. Mistakes happen. Football is not a perfect game. I wouldn't go as far to say people always blame the quarterback for every interception, even when a ball is tipped. I think most people know and understand that, man.
Right. I agree with you 100%. I'm just saying, like, it just seems like when you hear all of the commentary and, you know, all of the media, they immediately blame the quarterback most of the time, majority of the time.
And I understand,
they have to squeeze most, the pass into a tight window.
It's because most of the time it is. That's it. What else am I to say, Ethan? It's just just the facts. I get it. It's not always their fault. And when the wide receiver, when the ball goes off of his hands, you hear about it. So I'm not going to say that we don't. We hear about it. But the emphasis is on the quarterback. He's getting paid more money than everybody else. He's the one making a decision to even throw the ball over there. I mean, I've watched enough football in my life, a whole lot. I haven't seen a quarterback just throw the ball to one receiver and then it just always ends up in the opposition's hands. I haven't seen that before. The receivers get blamed. But the quarterbacks, you are correct, they get blamed more. I'm just trying to use a little bit of common sense here. There's certain quarterbacks, which is impossible to do, impossible. But certain quarterbacks keep the ball away from anybody else being able to catch it. Better than others. Andy Dalton is not in that category. He wasn't in that category when he was with the Bengals, even in his best years. I could say the same.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you, with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Same thing for a guy like Tannehill. Yeah, it's not perfect. What are we supposed to do? Say, oh, well, it went off his hands. Let's call it a new stat. I'm not that interested. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight, not only did the Saints lose to the Cardinals 42-34, Christian McCaffrey has been traded from the Carolina Panthers to the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to give you more of the details. We're going to start to hear from some of the coaches and players on the other side of the break as well. We're going to talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yep, Thursday Night Football. It's like the second the game ended, the second that the Cardinals beat the Saints 42-34. The news broke that Christian McCaffrey is being traded from the Carolina Panthers to the San Francisco 49ers. Yep. He joins an offense that is underperforming. Jimmy Garoppolo obviously leading the way instead of Trey Lance with his broken ankle. Kyle Shanahan, if there's one thing he likes, it's a little bit of variety and it's a lot of running. He gets that with someone like Deebo Samuel. He now gets another one like that in Christian McCaffrey, who is amazing with the football in his hands and might be an even better receiver than he is a running back. Not too shabby when your dad's name is Ed McCaffrey. And so for an NFC West that is full of 3-3 teams, and now the Arizona Cardinals, they improve to 3-4 after they smack up the Saints. You would have to think that the 49ers are now the favorite here to win this division. Am I going to trust the Arizona Cardinals to turn things around? No, I'll believe it when I see it. The Arizona Cardinals treat football games and halves and half seasons like day and night. It's like, let's play great in one half and let's suck the other one. Well, let's start off the season absolutely amazing. Let's suck in the second half. I don't know. Maybe the Arizona Cardinals are, maybe they turned over a new leaf. Maybe they want to stink the beginning half of this season and be good later on in the year. I don't know, but I don't trust them. It's amazing to me that Cliff Kingsbury got a contract extension after another fall-apart type season last year. Am I going to believe in Geno Smith all year long and the Seahawks? It's great what they've been able to do. I think they're just going to slaughter everybody the rest of the year. No, I don't. The Rams are trying to figure out their life. New offensive line. Matthew Stafford, at times, he must think he must be back with the Lions. The 49ers are trying to recreate the formula that helped take them to the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you something, there's a big difference between Raheem Mostert and Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey coming off of two seasons where he was basically broken and hurt. He's able to go out there and pick up 1,000 yards on the ground, 1,000 yards in the air. He gets paid $64 million. And now his ankle's busted. Now his leg is busted. It's like everything is busted the minute that he gets paid. Well, at the same time, he played for the Panthers. What was the rush to come back? He's been okay so far this year. And now he's not going to be required to be the primary option. You playing against the Carolina Panthers, what do you want to do? Stop him. Everything else, the chips fall where they will. But he's going to make a difference for the Niners. He's going to make life easier for everybody else. Everybody else's life will be easier because he's there. This is a good move for the 49ers. Their defense is one of the best in the league, especially at getting to the quarterback. Now it's time for the offense to catch up. For a guy like Kyle Shanahan who wants to run that rock, it's a good look. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mel is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm very well. What's up?
Hey, so I heard the news. I'm driving. I'm an Uber driver. Heard the news. Had to pull over and look up what we got. And I got to say, overall, I'm excited for this move. I think it was... It's a hard move that the GM had to make, but I think it was definitely the right move. I've been saying we needed to trade Christian McCaffrey even earlier, back when he had more trade value. So the haul that we got back from the 49ers, I think, was great. You had a segment the other day about most miserable sports cities, and I think I called in. I was trying to call in because I wanted to put Charlotte in the mix, because between the Panthers and the Hornets, it's been pretty miserable. But, you know, we have hope for the future. You know, hopefully we get this first-round pick. We can get C.J. Stroud, maybe get a wide receiver. We can do a lot with, you know, five picks in the first three rounds.
What are the odds that the Carolina Panthers right now have the top two quarterbacks selected in the 2013 draft? What are the odds that they have both guys on, hey, try and come here and prove it type deals? And what are the odds that both of them right now are having ankle issues. What are the odds that all of this happens?
Well, I think a lot of people will say our offensive line is probably the main reason. Though we have
no, it's not the. I ain't talking about the reason. You want to talk about miserable? I'm talking about snake bitten. Like, what are the odds that the Carolina Panthers are just a dumping ground for everybody else right now?
Well, what's funny is that we had Sam Darnold go down, then we had Matt Corral go down, who was our third round draft pick last year. Then we had Baker go down, and then PJ was knocked out of the game for a little bit this last week. So we were down to our fifth string quarterback.
Well,
we're about to throw the punter out there for a minute if he would have went down.
Hey, listen, Hecker, I love Hecker. I know Hecker. He's an awesome human being. He does a lot of great work for Special Olympics in Carolina. He is an awesome guy. Let my man Johnny play quarterback. Let him go out there and throw the rock around. I wouldn't be mad at that. Here's the deal. They're going to take a bulldozer to everything in Carolina, and it's due time. So if you want to see a disaster and you want to see who's going to stick around on the team, now's the time to do so, because by the time we get to next year, the Carolina Panthers will have a new young quarterback. They'll be looking towards the future, and right now is the time to just break it down, to build it right the hell back on up. Hey, Mel, thank you for calling from Charlotte. You better hope the rebuild is quick, man. You better hope so. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Keith is calling from Seattle. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Keith, what's up? Going once? Going twice? Keith is not here. Bye, Keith. Frank is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, what's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a Packers fan, even though I live in Chicago. I'm just wondering, you know, with Christian McCaffrey going, kind of kicking off things at the trade deadline, do you think that the Packers are going to take a receiver? And I know Elijah Moore just requested out of New York, and, you know, who we might get, and if it will really make a difference in the long run for the Packers this year.
I think it does. I think that the Green Bay Packers, if you look at the frustration of Aaron Rodgers game to game to game, he needs somebody to throw the rock to. I don't want to say it's comical, because there's nothing funny about anybody getting hurt. But when you look at the wire and you go, Randall Cobb went down to an injury, like the veteran guy who's supposed to be out there babysitting everybody else, he goes down. Of course, the Green Bay Packers would benefit by having another wide receiver. I've heard just for the past week, friends of mine have in Pittsburgh have been telling me ad nauseum nonstop about how, man, Claypool might be moving on out to Green Bay, and that they may go ahead and get Claypool. Maybe they will. I put it to you this way. If you're the Green Bay Packers, typically they're not a squad that goes out and makes these gigantic splashes. But if you have Aaron Rodgers and you now have to pay this guy approximately $50 million a season, and you don't know when he's going to decide to leave and pull the plug, you try to go all out and win. That's been a problem for the past decade, that they've basically been babysitting this situation with Aaron Rodgers, taking advantage of his talents. Well, now we see that he is not Jesus. He cannot turn water to wine. He cannot make a rock into a diamond. You got to give him some guys to work with. And so I would hope that they go out and get a wide receiver. Elijah Moore is a great underneath type threat. Is New York Jets going to get assets for him? We'll see. But you got a giant like Claypool, so they need to do something. I would.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, with Christian McCaffrey going to the 49ers, I'm just, you know, scared that we're going to get by the 49er playoff bug again, losing to them a bunch of times in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, let's get the 49ers back into Lambeau on a Saturday night that's like 20 degrees, and let's see if Aaron Rodgers freezes up while McCaffrey runs for a million yards. Let's see if it happens, Frank.
I mean, the other thing about the 49ers is, you know, do you think Jimmy Garoppolo is a good enough quarterback to, you know, lead? Because their offense has so many weapons now.
Let me tell you, I think we've seen it happen already.
Right.
Jimmy Garoppolo was good. He was good enough. I like to say it. You know, just because someone was the starting quarterback on a Super Bowl team, there's a wide margin of You know, did he lead? Did he take us there? Tom Brady took his teams to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, with his offensive weapons, he took them to the Super Bowl. We can go to many extremes here. Am I going to tell you that Jimmy Garoppolo strapped the team on his back to the Super Bowl? The answer is no. Did he participate? Yes, he did. In some regards, good? Yes. Some regards, bad. And Jimmy Garoppolo, I think he's capable of doing it again. And we know this is a big if here. That's if he stays healthy. Fingers crossed. They have no choice but to go for it right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will continue to take your calls here on Christian McCaffrey going out to the San Francisco 49ers. What does this mean for the 49ers? What does this mean for the NFC West? What does this mean for the Carolina Panthers? Well, they're going to stink. We know that much. We'll also hear some audio from some other losers from tonight. They're not losers like the Panthers, but they play in the same division. We'll hear from the Saints. Not too hot right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio right now. Newsflash. And what is about to be a frustrated LeBron James. Body language, not so good. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Taking your phone calls right now, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. As we really take a look and a deep dive into this Christian McCaffrey trade as he has moved on, will be moving on from the Carolina Panthers to the 49ers. Yeah, he's been traded. He's going back out to the Bay where he went to college. We know the Carolina Panthers are on a road to absolutely nowhere after...
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Firing Matt Rhule, Robbie Anderson being traded to Arizona. Arizona tonight, they're able to beat the Saints 42-34. And before I even touch on that, you just heard from Marco Belletti. The Clippers, they win their first game of the season 103-97 over the Los Angeles Lakers. Kawhi Leonard, he makes his return to the basketball court. And he's going to be worked back into the rotation. He started off on the bench tonight. Kawhi Leonard able to give the Clippers 14 points. John Wall also coming off the bench, 15 points in his Clippers regular season debut. And you also have Paul George, who led the way with 15 points. What about the Lakers? Lonnie Walker, 26 points. LeBron James, 20 points. Anthony Davis, 25 points. Anthony Davis also exited the game temporarily with a back issue, falling onto the ground, looking like a broken human being. What else is new? Patrick Beverley, these two guys in the starting backcourt, Beverley with 5 points, and Russell Westbrook with 2. I'll leave it to you and your imagination as to what some of the post-game comments will be coming out of the Lakers locker room. Should always be fun. Speaking of locker rooms, I told you about the Saints losing to the Cardinals tonight, 42-34. And some of the big news, the larger news of the game, were the back-to-back pick sixes by Andy Dalton. Now, after the game, head coach Dennis Allen of the Saints, this is his first year, was a full-time head coach, and he said, yeah, overall, we got a whole lot of issues to fix. Listen.
We got to fix some of these issues. That's my responsibility to get these things fixed. We haven't been able to do that. We got to get some guys back healthy, which hopefully over these next, 10 days, we'll be able to get a few of these guys back and give us some more guys to get out there and help us try to win a game.
Yeah, I think the Saints are cooked for this year. I had the New Orleans Saints in my top six teams for this upcoming season for 2022. They're not top six. They're garbage. I have no idea how the hell they're going to climb out of a 2-5 hole. Maybe they take advantage of their division, but the Hawks, or not the Hawks, I'm thinking about basketball, the Falcons, too many birds. The Falcons, they're playing better than what I thought. They just beat the Niners, and they didn't have Cordarrelle Patterson, who's also one of the most dynamic players in the NFL. Doesn't get a lot of attention. They're doing this with Marcus Mariota as their QB. And who knows? The Falcons might be here today, and they may fall apart tomorrow. Carolina Panthers, we know that they have fallen apart, and there is no getting up. Well, it's like the commercial. They have fallen, and they cannot get up. They will not get up, and they don't want to for this season. They want to secure the number one overall draft pick. That's why they moved Christian McCaffrey out the building. And I wish it were the case. I wish. But we know the Buccaneers are going to keep on rolling and moving along at some point. They're not going into the toilet. And so the Saints, good luck. Tonight was the chance, the opportunity. Both the Saints and the Arizona Cardinals, they walked into this game, both with records of 2-4. The Cardinals were able to even or at least move their record up to 3-4. Everybody else in the NFC West is 3-3. And New Orleans, 2-5. Oh, y'all are at the dumpster. Y'all are in the dumpster. Y'all are just looking for scraps. Offense, bad. Defense, not as good as I thought it would be. Injured, busted up. Cam Jordan, all pro this, all pro that, tackle this, tackle that. He spoke after the game, and he said, man, we got work to do. Listen to this.
We got to break down this film. We have to get back after it. We have to find a way. All right, now, we have to find our solution. We have to be the solution. We have the right personnel in the building to win. We have, all the ability to win. We have to put that together. You can't take two steps forward one game and three steps back the next.
Yeah, well. Have fun when Jameis comes back. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Paul is calling from Boston, Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
I like the trade with McCaffrey. My only thing is, I'm not crushing his toughness. In fact, I'm going to crush anyone's toughness who plays that game. But my problem is, this guy has been hurt so since he's been in the league. And my thing is, how many games are the 49ers actually going to get out of him being healthy? And to be honest with you, I'm not a huge Kyle Shanahan fan, to begin with. And I just don't know. There's a part of me that I can see why you're saying that it's going to make the offense better. But, man, that offense has a lot of problems. With Kittle, he hasn't been the same. Jimmy G, we all know what he is. It's just, yeah, it'll help, but I don't know. I just don't see it putting them over that hump.
Well, I think it is inaccurate to say that Christian McCaffrey has been hurt since he's been in the league. His first couple of seasons in the league, he was out there consistently. He really didn't miss a play. He ain't miss a snap. The man was there. If you want to think about the past two seasons, then yes, that would be accurate. He has been hurt. He has been busted up.
Yeah, that's what I was referring to.
Yeah, hamstrings, ankle sprains. Yeah, he's been out. Now, at the same time, if the Carolina Panthers were a good team, would they want him to take that risk? Would he be willing to take that risk? I think we might have seen him in a few more games. Now, all things considered, he has been healthy this year. He has been the centerpiece sorry, Paul, he has been the centerpiece of a team that is going nowhere. What is it going to be like for him to actually now be able to take a rest, get a breather, not have to play 85, 90% of the snaps? His presence out on the football field will help open things up for everybody else on the 49ers. We heard about Deebo Smith. Well, y'all use me too much. Y'all need to pay me as such. His life is easier. McCaffrey's life is easier. You know, Kittle, he's one of these tight ends now that, man, you don't catch the touchdowns enough. You don't get enough passes. He could be out there abusing guys on the run game, moving them out the way, and they don't give him his credit. And Shanahan? Sure. You can look at his decision-making every now and then. Can you question his results on offense? His resume is pretty good. I think it is okay. He did take a team to the Super Bowl using a run game. He did take some Falcons squad to the Super Bowl. And this is the reason that he has this job. I want to give him credit for at least being innovative. Except for when he faces off against the Rams. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Richard is calling from Atlanta. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, man, I love you, and you're so knowledgeable about your craft. But I just want to chime in on the Christian McCaffrey. I think Christian McCaffrey is an exceptional running back. I just think he was on a bad team. He hasn't really been good since the pressure's been gone, since Cam Newton's been gone. But in the long run, the 49ers, they need somebody like that to take the – pressure off of Deebo Samuel.
Correct.
Having to play all these positions. So, therefore, that's going to be a great addition for the San Francisco 49ers. I'm a Steeler fan, so it doesn't make me one way or another, but you got me so chimed in on this. I've seen what Christian McCaffrey can do. And as long as he stays healthy, and I just think he didn't stay healthy because he didn't have the surrounding parts around him to keep him healthy. They wanted to use him as a number one. Like, no. Hey, we give the ball to him. It's like,
yeah.
That doesn't work.
He has entered into a space, and thank you, Richard, for calling from Atlanta. He's entered into a space where he's really on a contending team now. It was early on in his career where he seemingly had that chance, seemingly had that opportunity with Carolina, but was that fool's gold? Was that something that was really going to last? Was that really something that was going to stick around? The answer is no. Christian McCaffrey just signed his contract a few seasons ago. The 49ers will have him for a couple more years. What's there to debate about? What's there to complain about now? Not a damn thing. He's in a good position. And so, yeah, they have Jimmy Garoppolo now. Are they going to believe in Lance next year? And then still have Deebo? The 49ers were already one of these teams that you want to watch. You want to see them play. I really want to see them play now. What are they going to look like with Christian McCaffrey? How long is it going to take for us to see Deebo Samuel throwing a pass to Christian and him taking it to the house? Kyle Shanahan is going to pull out every trick in the book. And the 49ers, man, that offense, currently 19th in the NFL, I don't expect it to sit there for too long. Aching. He's an above, slightly above average quarterback. Well, now he has another weapon, and things should even out a little bit. The 49ers, they're going to be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs this upcoming Sunday. Are we going to see Christian McCaffrey? I don't know if we're going to see him that early, that soon. But when we do see him out on the field, he's going to be a big weapon. And I think Christian McCaffrey will put the 49ers over the top and put them as winners of the NFC West. What do you think? Is Christian McCaffrey worth what they got him for? 3 draft picks in the upcoming draft? Is Christian McCaffrey putting the Niners as division winners in the NFC West? I'll take your calls. We'll take a listen to more of the post-game from tonight, Thursday Night Football, Cards over Saints. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7 with supplies and solutions for every industry and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs, ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.